I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're still wondering what you need to get that sportsman or woman on your list who has everything, then I have a suggestion for you this Christmas season. I'll tell you what it is right after this.
We know the future of hunting depends on our nation's youth. But did you know that in many states, it's illegal for you to take your son or daughter hunting until the age of 12 or even older? As a result, we have fewer young hunters, and the Families Afield program is designed to eliminate those barriers. Hunting is safe, and the safest hunters afield are young people with adult mentors. Visit our website at familiesafield.org to find out how you can bring more families afield.
A lot of people have created an annual and inexpensive gift for many on their shopping list. The DNR Wildlife Calendar has become a staple for many West Virginia outdoors enthusiasts over the past 20 years or more, and the 2008 edition is now available. Jim Frigonero with the DNR says interest in the publication grows every year.
I think we've been publishing it since the late 80s, so a little over 20 years or so, and I think it's getting better and better as the years go on. More and more artists have been submitting their artwork to get chosen for the calendar, and we're having a harder and harder time every year on choosing some of the great artwork that artists are submitting.
That artwork is the hallmark of the publication. Both professional and amateur artists will put their original works in the kitty every year, hoping to be one of the 12 selected for the calendar. Frigonero tells us it's some high-quality workmanship that is uniquely West Virginia.
It has to be native wildlife from the state, or landscapes from the state. A lot of people have painted pictures of, for example, Blackwater Falls or Canaan Valley or Dolly Sods. So any kind of natural landscape also found in the state is also acceptable.
But why artwork? Well, Frigonero says they've kept it that way because that's what makes it so unique.
Some people have asked us, why don't we include photographs? Now with everyone taking digital photographs, and there's a lot of good photographers out there, and we kind of thought about that a little bit, and then we looked at all the other states nearby and some of the calendars that they have, and we decided that we wanted to keep ours very original. A lot of other states do have photographs, but ours are all paintings from artists.
And those paintings are very nice, but there's plenty more in there. There are season opening and closing dates, suggestions on things for outdoors enthusiasts to do at certain times of the year, plus a number of feature articles in the back on various works done around the state every year by the DNR that you pay for with your license dollars. For people on your out-of-town list, it's also just a little piece of home.
A lot of people send them to folks that used to live in West Virginia, and a lot of people will buy a whole box of them and send them out to family all over the country, and they do make a very nice Christmas presents too.
You can get one of those 2008 wildlife calendars at any DNR office around the state or online at wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.